Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Click on your attention button, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for the DJV program to present to you, as part of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, in combination with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, our review, our overview of the big items according to Talkers Magazine, the big stories, the top 10, and the people list as well. They are functionally our focus during this hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all part of the DJV program, our lineup every day. And this is a special look at the stories. At number 10, I suppose Jennifer ought to have a moment or two on this, the Western heat wave here in California. It's affecting the southwestern part of our country. It is. I saw something. Was it yesterday? There was the trials. It was the trials for the Olympics in Oklahoma City. It was 104 degrees there. So the Midwest, the Mid-South, the Southwest baking. And you were living through it. Jennifer, how hot
it's
has
really
it been?
Funny.
It sounded like a line from the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. How hot is it?
It's so hot, you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. No, it's really weird, and I was thinking about this as I was driving home from work the other day. It has been hot. I mean, it's been 100 degrees in the San Fernando Valley where I live. It's been really hot in Palm Springs. It's been like 118 yeah. there. Phoenix has been very hot. Las Vegas has been hot. My mom's been in Grand Junction. She said in Colorado. She said they are having really high temperatures. So it's been hot places. But for California, I was like, I mean, everybody's like, it's a flux alert, and it's very hot, and blah, 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 cooling centers, and watch your dogs and the elderly. I mean, it's been warm. But it hasn't been as, like, I mean, sometimes during August
or world,
September.
The end of the world stuff.
Right. And I was thinking, like, the other, and here's how I know that. So the other day, like, you know, on I think it was, like, Thursday I was driving home, and it was 82 degrees at 7 o'clock at night. Now, conversely, on Tuesday, it was 100 degrees. That's pretty hot at 7 o'clock at night. So, you know, there has been a little bit of heat. But if you're at the beach still in Southern California, it's like 74. So I feel kind of like embarrassed complaining
right.
about it.
Right. Go over the hill in the up and down.
Swing of 30 degrees.
Malibu, Pacific Palisades, Santa Monica, down to Venice, and that's, yeah, it's pretty temperate.
I think, and then we go into flex alerts for the whole state, where that means there can be power outages, it means that you're supposed to conserve energy and all this stuff. I think the more they pound on the fact that there's this ginormous heat wave, the more people are like, oh, got to get ahead of it. I know I have. I've had my air conditioning running all week to get ahead of the heat, and maybe if I had just been listening to, like, how it feels outside, maybe I wouldn't be doing that. But I'm listening to everybody going, it's really hot, got to get it
more
going.
The sky is falling.
Air.
It's terrible. It's awful. You know, that kind of stuff. That wears out. It gets pretty thin. All right, jumping around here a little bit, I want to spend some time on number two, ladies, the COVID Delta variant. Apparently, it is worse than most, but is it the worst variant?
Yeah.
It's contagious, right? And makes you sicker, isn't that kind of what you're hearing?
Yeah.
And look at England, because it started in England, I guess, didn't it?
India. This is the one that pretty much decimated India, and we saw those cases, hundreds of thousands of cases a day, and all those images of, you know, hospitals being completely overcrowded and just not enough beds to treat people. It's really awful. The good news is, though, because we like to have good news, the good news is if you are vaccinated, there is very little cause for concern. The health experts and doctors here in the United States, more than 10% now of new cases are that the Delta variant. And so a lot of health experts are worried about people in states that have low vaccination rates. A lot of states, you know, in the South don't have the vaccination rates that a lot of other states have on the coast and in the north. So, yeah, I mean, I hope that they, you know, they're concerned that this could create another wave, which no one wants. And so get vaccinated. It's widely available now.
Here's there's an interesting comparative here before we leave this of all, again, back to the news media, Jennifer and Victoria, what we were saying about the heat wave and how things are being portrayed and COVID. I think we've gotten to the point where we're almost numb understanding, most people who are mature and get it, they understand that the news media is no more. It's all entertainment, infotainment, whatever you want to call it. So what gets lost are things that put stuff into perspective. And that's why what Jennifer just said and Victoria about good.
I think about some of the stories on the list this week. It's like everything now has to have a component of fear mongering.
Yeah,
it's the way that I say yes, it is the news media's fault, the mainstream news media's fault for that. But I also think politicians gain a lot of power by keeping people really scared. I mean, just looking at the list of stories this week, what did we hear about the Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act? We heard that if Amy Coney Barrett would go on the Supreme Court, that the Affordable Care Act would be killed, that it would be over. That they there's a quote. Kamala Harris said on the campaign trail, millions of Americans will be without health care because of Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. Yeah. Fear-mongering,
well, I think that Amy Coney Barrett had also, the reason that was so such a hot-button issue is because I believe that there was a paper that Amy Coney Barrett wrote before she was put on the Supreme Court where she said that the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional.
A lot of people believe that. But that doesn't mean that each case that they're going to see is proof of that. I mean, that's what Clarence Thomas said in the dissent this week about, or excuse me, not the dissent, but the opinion about their decision. He said, look, I don't like this Affordable Care Act. I think it is unconstitutional, but this particular case, it's there's no standing for it. So they toss it out. I mean, it's just... I don't know.
I'm just happy at a time where everyone's really struggling. Most people are struggling anyway. I'm happy that 30 million people didn't also lose their health insurance because I've been without it.
Even in jeopardy, I guess.
I want to go back to COVID for a second.
But the point is, Doug, that I was making is that you're right. It's like everybody, and then going back to that, the Delta variant is going to come. It's like everything has got to be like a massive, it's got to have a name. It's got to, you know, it's coming for you. It's just,
okay, so then to put things into perspective as to specific, let's talk about children and how many children are dying because of COVID, and then compare it to other things that children are dying of or from who are in their early stages. Out of every 100,000 deaths among children in the United States, 3 of them drowned. 2 and a half of them, if you want to use the exact statistic, are in car crashes. There are actually about the same number of children killed in homicides. 2% of children have cancer. 1% of children have cardiovascular disease. 0.8% have the flu or pneumonia and die from it. 7.7%, less than 1%, die of suffocation. 0.02% are dying of COVID. It is the least problematic of all the things that children confront for possible ways of dying. And so to have all of this hoopla, there should be attention given to it.
Just to play devil's advocate, then is forced vaccine appropriate for young kids?
Well, it is, I guess, if you want to understand that the children could spread it. For them, it doesn't do any good. I see it doesn't do any good for kids, but it does help the situation with adults.
Does that
make it worthwhile? Should it be done?
People can spread it without knowing. I mean, that's been debunked. That was one of the things that people said early on. But what they're saying now is that when you are contagious when you have symptoms. Hmm. So,
but the same numbers hold up.
Argument anymore.
When you look at the older children, teenagers, for example, the same numbers hold up. More children die of cancer, like 100 times more children die of cancer than die of COVID, with the stats being the way they are. So I just think putting things into perspective, and this is, by the way, the study was done over the past year, and what I found more interesting, if you will, in terms of children under 1 year old, most children who die of suffocation. What is that called when the kids have, there's a disease it's called, when children just stop breathing?
It's not a disease, but it's sudden
infant death syndrome.
Yeah. And a lot of time it is accidental.
Were you worried about that when you have a 1 year old now, whose birthday is this weekend, as a matter of fact?
I totally believe that kids who believe like monsters live under their bed or the boogeyman came in at night, it's the parent just checking to make sure you're still breathing.
Yeah.
Like throughout the night. nonstop.
So today's Mac's 1 year first birthday? Wow.
Yeah, yeah, today's so the actual day. Well, and they're not supposed to have blankets or stuffed animals in the crib with them when they're sleeping because of, like, that's what can cause the accidental death. You're not supposed to have them sleep in bed with you. Of course, I do. But that's only been, that's been a recent thing because he doesn't like to sleep at night, so having him in bed with me helps me get a little bit of sleep.
Yeah, but it also probably calms him down, too. I think that's what happens with young children, with your dogs, whatever. They all feel better if they're close to you. And that's, you know, that's kind of a basic principle, if you will. All right, so there's the overview of two of the top stories. Let's see what else we get into, what other kind of trouble we can create here on our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night and you've got a sore neck or a headache or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the MySlippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study for J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73 valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, back to our overview here of the world of talk radio, what happens every week. This, by the way, the numbers are interesting. We talk about numbers a lot, stats. The numbers for News Talk Radio listenership is up, and that surprises a lot of people. I don't want to make this too inside, but, you know, after an election or all the hoopla, the, you know, COVID is sort of dying down, but is it really? There are so many things going on that people want to talk about. And what I find interesting is people's attitude toward what's going on in Israel, which is number five this week, and what's happening in the Middle East, the knowledge that people have about it, it sort of speaks to what we were saying about before, what people know about a number of things. And what do we really know what's going on, for example, in the meeting that Biden had with Putin? What came out of that? That's something that we'll talk about as we continue, because number one, we'll get to the trending stories too this week with Jay in a matter of moments. Here, 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour on our overview of what's going on in the news talk world, the business of news talk, the conversations on the air. A lot of your favorite hosts, and they include, as far as we're concerned, Jay Kirshner, Sharia Keelan, Jennifer Horn, the DJ Veers. I'm Doug Steffen. So, Jay, looks like there are some interesting names that are trending here. People getting Hollywood Walk of Fame star status. I don't know that there's, I don't know who Norman Reedus is. I know, obviously, Carrie Fisher. Who else is on the list? And who the heck is Norman Reedus?
Yeah, it's a big list. Norman Reedus is an actor. He's on The Walking Dead. He was...
If you saw him, Doug, you would know who he is. He's been in a lot of movies. I think he was in one of the Bond films. He's everywhere.
Really? Yeah, Boondock Saints. Francis Ford Coppola has been inducted. Like you said, Doug, Carrie Fisher. Several people in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which personally I feel like it's too soon, you know, like you're kind of brand new. Jason Momoa, Tessa Thompson, Michael B. Jordan, they're all getting their own star. Helen Hunt, Salma Hayek, Macaulay Culkin getting their own stars, as well as Willem Dafoe. Michael Strahan is going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So it's a pretty big list. DJ Khaled, Avril Lavigne, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, you pay $3,000 and you're in.
Well, it's more than $3,000 now. It's like $40,000 probably.
Is it?
If you have the money, you can get a star.
So normally,
how did nominated by somebody first?
But how did Carrie Fisher not have one until now?
Yeah,
that blows my mind, right?
Yeah, and then
other people are getting it. Like, it just seems so quick. Tracy Ellis Ross and Kenan Thompson are also on the list.
It's watering down. This guy always plays a dirtbag, Norman Reedus, from what I remember. I'm looking at his face now. Yeah, he's always a dirtbag. All right, so
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
All right, so but the other people. There's other categories here, right? The people from the world of, we got motion picture and TV here, but, this Macaulay Culkin gets one, William Dafoe, right? These are all the people that are getting them.
Yeah, Selma Hayek, in the sports world,
Ray
Michael Liotta. Strahan.
Yeah, yeah. And from TV, Byron Allen. Do you even know who Byron Allen is? He's a big producer, but he's not too visible.
But he runs networks and stuff like that, which is good. And former athlete. So I think people do know.
All right, so maybe the birds will poop on Ricky Gervais' star on the. Well, he's getting one. All right, let's see. Who else? Anybody else?
A lot of studios will pay for this because they want to, you know, they want to pay for it because they can create good buzz for upcoming projects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, like Jean Smart,
that's a great example. She's killing it right now with Hacks.
Yeah.
And she was in, she played, you know, Kate Winslet's mom and Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah.
And, she's on fire right now. So that, that totally makes sense.
I think Martha Reeves getting one is long overdue, I'll tell you that. So there's a lot of them. Where do they go, Jennifer, if they run out of space on one of the streets?
I know. They're not going to be in Sunland. They're coming all the way to my house.
Yeah, over the hill. Uh-huh. So I just it's interesting as to how
they do them in doubles now. It used to just be like one single street. Now they have them like doubles, triples on Hollywood Boulevard. It's interesting the way they're just packing them in.
It's also funny that Patti LuPone is getting a star finally. She's Broadway royalty. I mean, if that was New York, she probably would have been one of the first stars. So that's kind of interesting. And then in radio, the only one is Richard Blade. I listen to him all the time on Sirius. He's great. But, yeah, that's I don't know if anyone outside of Sirius knows him anymore. He was huge in the
80s. Oh, in L.A., huge. Are you kidding?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
All right.
He's good.
Hey, this is a story that we talked about on the DJV program, the paddling principal. Jay, what's the update on this?
Well, the principal was reinstated prematurely before the Florida Department of Education finished their investigation, and they did find probable cause for sanctions, so she will be getting hit with a fine, probably probation or suspension, maybe losing her teacher's license, getting terminated.
Can she get hit with a paddle, too? Because that would be really appropriate.
That would be amazing. Well, and the six-year-old is still dealing with a lot of the physical and emotional fallout.
Of course, she's in
therapy, and she's also in physical therapy because she's experiencing severe back pain, hip pain,
Why is this person not in jail?
This is child abuse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Some concerning news about the coronavirus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying Friday in ABC the Delta variant could become the dominant strain in the U.S. soon. The strain first detected in India 8 months ago, now in more than 80 countries in 41 U.S. states. Walensky's solution, get vaccinated. President Biden Friday directing a message to those who have yet to be fully vaccinated.
If you have one shot, get the second shot as soon as you can so you're fully vaccinated. If you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, get vaccinated now. Now. Don't put it off. It's free. It's easy. It's convenient.
adds, while the Delta variant is bad, it's not unbeatable. California allowing residents to get digital copies of their vaccine records. State health officials Friday launching a website where residents can download the digital copies. Governor Gavin Newsom says this is not a vaccine passport. This is USA Radio News. Russia wants to work with the U.S. in peace. That coming from Russian President Vladimir Putin this week following his meeting with President Biden. Putin says he and Biden don't see eye to eye in many issues, but there are areas where the two can work together. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan relays Biden's message to Putin on cyber attacks.
If these attacks continue, the president will have no choice but to take responsive measures against Russia, including in cyber. And he said that clearly and definitively to President Putin, and he said it publicly as well. He's mincing no words on what he's prepared to do as we go forward.
Sullivan also tells CBS News the Biden administration will use every tool available to defend U.S. interests from attacks. Georgia removing what it calls obsolete and outdated voter files from its registration rolls. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announcing Friday that over 100,000 names will be removed from the list of registered voters. He says this will ensure the integrity of our elections, as there's no legitimate reason to keep ineligible voters on the rolls. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the inside of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the three co-hosts and me on the DJV program every week. We get into a lot of these issues and have discussions about them. And this is sort of a review of what we've said, what's on people's minds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So the official list is at talkers.com, and also we post it at djvshow.com. The number 10 person on the people list is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Jay, I know one of the trending items this week that's captured the attention of the people listening to the program has been posted on our social media, have been thoughts and comments on Ms. Greene. So you want to share some of those with us, people, and their thoughts on Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah, it's kind of across the board. She has a lot of support and a lot of people that don't really like her. Like Billy Dale Cummings says we need more like her. Erin Brambler says she's a little over the top, but I like the way she thinks, and I'd vote for her above any Dem. Where Kathy Tinnell says she's the cream of the rotten crop. And Greg Salm says Cocoa Puffs. I think that goes along with the lines of the tagline, the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, okay.
With the cereal used to be, Robbie Douglas says she's about the best there is for telling the hard truth.
One of the other things...
and not knowing about the Holocaust, so sure.
Right.
Put her in that category.
the business about education and our focus on what's going on in school and the impact of COVID on our educational system, the governor of Florida this week... signed into law have a moment of silence every day in school. And so what are people saying about that?
Some people are here for it. Cindy Orozco says everyone can use a little bit of Zen or prayer, all kinds, just silently. You can start your day with that. Michael Durer disagrees with it, stating, first off, I'm not sure how I feel about this being a law. Secondly, I believe personal prayer and meditation should be done on personal time, not school time. And it kind of goes into explaining what all it could take, you know, the 5 minutes to get the kids quiet and off their phones to be silent. Then the four minutes to gossip about what they reflected on.
If I were the king of the world, there'd be no phones allowed in school at all. You got to leave them home. Anyway, go ahead. It's getting crazy. What are you doing in school with the phone? How can you learn anything if you're distracted by the phone?
I think most parents would tell you it's protection. Because.
But I do think, though, that, like, you know, if we have to go to concerts now and comedy shows and you have to check your phone at the door, I think in school you could also do the same thing. Right?
Yep. The problem is that kids are sneakier than adults. And so, like, my mom taught in the public school system for 30 years, and she had a no-phone rule in her class. But kids would, like, hold it under their desk. They'd hold it, you know, and if you've got a class full of 30 or 40 kids, it's really hard to, like, try to see.
Is there such a thing as detention anymore? When I was teaching school, we had detention for things like that.
I don't know. But the thing that's troubling is, like, my mom said she caught these kids. They were, like, taking pictures of tests. So they'd have their phone out. They'd take a quick picture when her back was turned, and then they'd send the test. Yeah, to other friends so that they could be prepared for it. And my mom caught them, and then she made them start checking their phones at the door. But. Still, you get the sneakies.
And then with so many people, when you upgrade a phone, if you still keep your old phone, they may take their old phone and check the old phone while they still have their current phone in their pocket.
See, Jay's sneaky. Look at that. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that's something else that I think requires some thought. And then the mask argument and what happened with the cashier. That was a big story, I think, this week, and one that a lot of people ought to pay attention to, along with this couple who shot the kid in the road rage incident in California. There's so much of this kind of stuff with people that are going crazy. They've got guns. And so what are folks saying about that? What are our listeners saying about some of these things, Jay?
Well, regarding the cashier who was slaughtered over the mask argument, just to recap, a man wasn't wearing a mask. The cashier asked him to put it on. They argued about it. The man exited the store, grabbed his gun, came back in, and shot the cashier in the head. A security guard was also injured in the situation. A lot of people are saying maybe you should mind your own business.
What in the name of God goes into
this? These mask arguments are ridiculous. There was another video that went viral this week. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, where a guy was filming outside of, looked like a, like maybe like a Home Depot kind of store. I don't know. It looked like a something, hardware store maybe. And these two guys that worked for the store started beating the heck out of a guy who wasn't wearing a mask. They were just pounding on him. Mm-hmm. And people in the parking lot were like, okay, they started filming. I mean, can we just, especially as the mask mandate is starting to lift, can we just like, chill out. I mean, just
live and let live. If someone wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask.
Let
if someone
wear.
Doesn't want to wear a mask and there's not a requirement in the location they're in, then back off. Keep your own distance. Let's take responsibility for ourselves.
Yep. All right. So let's now, you can, if you want to give us a couple more of these comments, but I kind of want to weave it into a discussion of this couple. Jennifer, will you tell us that story? It was a Los Angeles couple that was involved in a road rage incident, and what, a 10-year-old?
Yeah,
was he 10 years old, this kid?
How old? Six. His name is Aiden Leos, was named Aiden Leos, and his mother, Joanna, was driving him to school on, I think it was May 21st. And she, now more information is coming out about the attack. Apparently this other car was filled with Winnie Lee, who was driving. She's 23, and Eric Marquez, 24, is in the passenger seat. They were going to work, and they were on the 55 freeway, and apparently the car containing the two suspects kind of cut this woman off, and it ticked her off as, I guess, she was driving along. So she's about 2 miles down. She's getting ready to transition from the 55 to the 91 freeway. She sees this car that cut her off, and she flips them off. She extends the bird to them. Well, that enraged the passenger, who then pulled up behind the car and shot one single shot into the car. Now, the shot apparently she didn't even know that her kid was shot. She just heard her son scream out, "Ow," And so she looked back and saw something was wrong. She pulled over. She realizes her son shot in the chest. So obviously the bullet ricocheted.
I've heard the story, but hearing it again is just so...
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's. I mean, imagine this. Awful. I mean, how many moms drive to school with their six-year-old in the back seat, and then all of a sudden your whole life changes. And so they took the kid to the hospital. They were not able to save him, and he died just like an hour after that incident happened. So then there was a 2.5-week manhunt for these two, and all they knew is that they were driving this white Volkswagen Sport, and they were looking all over the place. Well, it turns out he didn't even know that he had hurt the kid. He went to work. She went to work. I guess a few hours later, they heard about the shooting on the news, and they realized he knew, he said at that point, that it was him who had shot this kid. He knew exactly who they were. And they kept living their life. In fact, so much so, going to work one morning, I guess 5 days after this incident, someone else ticked him off on the road, so he picked up that same gun and started shaking it in the window of his car to threaten another driver. Yeah.
Madness.
And I guess it wasn't
this
until someone
at work.
This guy should
not be allowed on any bail. This guy is a threat to society. This is just awful.
Oh. And so until someone at work said, hey, that car that you guys drive looks an awful lot like the one they're looking for in that case with the kid, he got scared. They hid the car. And that was finally, I think, the tip from people that he worked with. I think people kind of got onto it, and they were able to catch him and the driver. But, I mean, it's amazing. Like, what's the point? And I was looking at this guy's social media profile. If you looked at it, yeah, he had some stuff of him, like, shooting a gun. But he was talking about how depressed he was and that no woman would ever love him. Like, I mean, it looked kind of
even though
like,
he has a girlfriend?
Well,
he's been driving
like,
him around?
Yeah, as you go farther back down in his list. I mean, but it looked very consistent with what you'd see from, like, loner guys on social media. It's just, ugh, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's stuff. I want to, Dag, one of the things that I think we'll be talking about next week, but I'm going to give you a little preview, the promotion that now surrounds the release of the Fast and Furious, what they call F9, the buzz on this movie and the stunts and the stars.
I thought it was out already.
I think it's this week.
I thought it was, too, actually. but I guess it was out in China first, right?
Yeah, it went to China first. Isn't that wonderful?
And it's made over $100 million so far already.
Right. Yeah. Yep, right. So on the Tonight Show this week, Jimmy Fallon had actress Helen Mirren, who appears in... she wanted to be in the movie, and they've got her driving a car. So she did the interview to promote the Fast and Furious movie from her bathtub. It is one of the most interesting pieces of video I have seen in a long, long time.
I love her. She's funny.
In the bathtub doing the interview, all covered up with bubbles, and it just is a... If you want a respite from some of the crazy, stupid stuff going on, go find the video from The Tonight Show. It's gone viral. Everybody's talking about it. It's trending, but it's one of the cutest things. I could imagine me doing it, something like that, because I love to be in the bathtub. But for me...
They don't have the same effect.
Really?
Helen Mirren can get away with that?
Yeah.
No.
Why can I get away with it? What's the difference? Well, I have short hair and a lot of bubbles. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Sexism. Nobody thinks a guy in a bathtub is a good idea.
Oh, it's so unattractive to think of. Even like David Beckham in a bathtub, I don't want to think about it. There's just something so unattractive about a guy sitting in a bathtub.
Really?
Even if it's a bubble bath?
Yeah. I don't know.
I love taking baths. I love being in the bathtub.
I'm okay with the thought of David Beckham in a bathtub, in a bubble bath.
What about me in the bathtub, Jenny? Are you all right with that?
HR.
I took a training.
I was going to say, I'm not allowed to comment on that, Doug.
All right, coming up in a moment, a discussion of the number 9 story this week, Juneteenth, or however it's pronounced. What's that all about? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories from this week, June 14th to the 18th. At number 10, the Supreme Court decisions. At number 9, Juneteenth. Number 8, the ransomware attacks and what's going on social media. Number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the economy. Number 5, what's happening in the Middle East now that there's a new leadership in Israel. Number four, situation with immigration and what's going on the southern border. Things changing there pretty rapidly, not for the better. Number three, the investigation into the election and January 6th, that sort of thing. Number two, what the changes are in COVID, vaccine-wise and variant-wise. Number one is the story of the Biden-Putin summit, our relationship with Russia, and other events that took place this week that put the president in the international spotlight. That's the story list from Talkers.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the winter time, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout. All right, people list. Every week when we do the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I like to have an official overview of the list because sometimes we get a bit distracted when we talk about one or two of the people or the items. So at number 10 on the official list, Marjorie Taylor Greene. In the House of Representatives. Number nine, I don't give his name credence. I just say he's the president of China. Number eight, the leaders of the Democratic Party. Number seven, Kamala Harris. Number six, the leaders of the Republican Party. Number five, situation with the well-known or not so well-known names like Netanyahu in Israel. Donald Trump is four. Dr. Fauci is three. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is two, and our president, Joe Biden, is number one on the people list here this week. As the official lists come out every week, you can see them both at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. All right, so before we leave this couple thing, we were talking about the couple who shot the child in California, but this week, one of the trending stories has been that St. Louis couple who pointed the guns at the demonstrators outside of their house. Remember that last year?
Oh, yeah.
They went to court. They were found guilty of misdemeanor charges. They gave up their guns. And the guy who's now in the focus, what's it, McNamara or McNamee or something like
McCloskey.
That? McCloskey. Him too. He says he's going to run for governor.
Yeah. I think it's ridiculous that they're taking his guns when everybody knows where he lives and he was using his guns to protect his
property. Well, but he's going to go buy other guns, right? He's not prohibited from buying any guns.
No, you're off the list. I don't think it's just, I think
so. I don't think so. The reason that that they were guilty, right, is because they aimed the guns at people. It's not just because they were holding them, right?
That, right.
He said he'd do the same thing again if it happened.
Yeah.
Maybe this time he wouldn't aim it at people.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, Juneteenth. Something came in my world came out of nowhere, although I do remember studying it, and I think that's the impact of it. But ladies, we had a minute or so to talk about Juneteenth and how it's being interpreted, the fact that the law passed as quickly as it did, and some people have it off this week. right, already?
Yep. Well, a lot, 46 states have already recognized it, and a lot of companies had already given it as a company holiday, so now it's on the federal level. It'll be right. It's a federal holiday, yeah.
I don't remember it. I remember talking about the reason for it when I was in school and teaching school, but I haven't thought much about it since. So, again, because I think it's a teachable moment, and I think it's important for our people to understand why we have some of these holidays and the fact that we have too many to begin with, it ought to be coupled with exercises in school, having school on these important days.
Yeah, it's summer vacation anyway, so.
What? Yeah. You're still, you're out of school there? We're not out of school here yet.
Everybody's out of school.
Not here. Not on the East Coast. Are you out of school in New Jersey?
I don't know, but I would guess. Usually, I mean, when I was in public school, when I was a kid growing up in Jersey, usually around like early 20-something, June 20-something.
Yeah, Friday was the last day.
But nobody's been to school for the past year and a half. Why don't they stretch it out a little bit? All right, ladies, thank you. Jay, Victoria, and Jennifer with Doug at 10 before the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for a view, a hard look at the top 5 stories from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Here to do that is Victoria Keelan, who goes from number 5 to number 1. At number 5, Netflix has a pretty interesting announcement, yeah?
Yeah, I think this has actually been well received this week. Netflix has launched an online merchandise store, Netflix.shop. And it features products inspired by the shows that they carry, the original Netflix shows. It's the company's first foray into commerce. Until now, essentially, they were only making money by subscriptions. And so the new store features items like apparel and toys and games and immersive events that are tied to the shows. Like if you're a Lupin fan, which is the French TV series on Netflix, they've got decorative items inspired by Lupin. And they have streetwear and action figures, things like that. Some of these items will eventually be available through their retail partners like Target. This will the price points are $25 to $75.
$1,000, so it's pretty accessible to a wide array of consumers. This was sort of kind of, they talked about doing this for a while. Josh Simon, who's the VP of Consumer Products now at Netflix, he left Nike last year, so that was a pretty big signal that they were going to get into consumer products. Netflix says they're going to debut new products from The Witcher, which stars Henry Cavill, and Stranger Things, which is sort of one of their cult favorites. They're going to have all kinds of items from those shows. Stranger Things will be really fun because that show is set in the 80s, so you can expect a lot of 80s fashion-inspired items for that.
Number four.
Facebook is planning to roll out its podcast. It's kind of a platform, essentially. And so it's going to start June 22nd, and eventually they'll add a feature where listeners will be able to create clips from their favorite podcasts and then share those. So hosts can link their existing podcast RSS feed to Facebook, and then you will automatically, after that, every time you publish a new podcast episode, it will automatically appear on your Facebook page. This will show up under a new tab that's simply called Podcasts, and so podcasters who publish on the platform will also be opting into Facebook's podcast terms of service. It's pretty standard, the agreement, but this is something maybe a few podcasters have raised some issues with, who's actually protecting the intellectual property of their podcast. So I'm sure there'll be some legal stuff happening in the future. But for now, if you want to have your podcast spread around on Facebook, then this is a great way to do it.
Help yourself. Number three, Verizon and a deal, of course. Yeah, this is a real deal.
Yep, Verizon's joining several states in offering a financial incentive to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Customers who've gotten at least one dose can get a 10% discount on accessories from either the online or physical stores. To sweeten the deal, Verizon's actually letting customers stack that discount on top of sale prices. So, you know, right now Verizon's selling Apple AirPods, the Pro version, which is the high-end version. They're on sale until June 20th, and you get an extra 10% if you've had one shot already, or if you've had two, you go in, you provide your validation that you've had the vaccine, and you can get your discount. And they're also offering all these customers are going to be eligible from June 15th until July 31st. So you just have to fill out a questionnaire, you get a promo code, and then you have to shop before August 15th.
All right, number two.
This is a great thing, and I hope that this gets passed because this is already a strong bipartisan effort. A group of lawmakers introduced a bill Wednesday that would make it easier for people to cancel online subscriptions after the free trial period has ended. I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me. I know everybody has suffered with this. Once you sign up, you get like 7 days free of Netflix or any kind of music listening service. They take your credit card, and then if you forget to cancel before the 7 days are up, they automatically bill you. And sometimes it's monthly, sometimes it's for the whole year, and then you're just stuck. And I know, Doug, you said you've got gym membership stuff, that same thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This bill is called...
L.A., whatever they call it.
L.A. Fitness, yeah. This bill's called the Unsubscribe Act, and it's going to require sellers to allow customers to cancel a subscription in the same way that they signed up, which most people do like a one-click thing either on their phone or on their TV, on an app, if they sign up for something. And so now this bill, if it gets passed, you'll be able to, with the same one-click, opt out instead of having to sit on hold and calling customer service, which I think is great.
All right, number one this week in tech stories has to do with something introduced in the House.
Yep, on Friday, last Friday, House Democrats introduced five new bills meant to chip away at the power of big tech companies, targeting a variety of practices that antitrust advocates say are stifling competition. Mainly, this is going after Amazon. Amazon has their Amazon Basics line, so if you want anything that they make, when you search for that on Amazon, they put their own product first before any other company. That kind of stuff would end if these bills are passed.
All right, there they are, top five tech stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.